What we're going to do, the first part of it, we're going to go around, and I think we'll go around this way, because you guys have done it before, you haven't done it yet, so you're... I'll start, well, I'll do it for a few minutes, and then maybe I'll do it for 5 minutes or so. And then, so we'll start with three ohms, so just as slowly, we'll say them all together, and I'll start. And when we do it, we'll do call and response, like I'll do, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, then everybody says, Hari Om, Hari Om. Then I say it again, and we go back and forth like this. Then Veronique will do it. Then Anita. Then each of you will take a turn leading it. Then when it gets back to me, we'll just all chant together. So when you're finished, you just say, Hari Om, and you make a long om, and then the next person knows to pick it up. Mm. Okay, and then you can do it at your own speed. If you have your own way you want to do it, or you got a different way of doing it, you can do it. If there's you have a special master, this is the time you put the master in. You usually hear me at the beginning, I'll do one or two things to my guru, Mota is his name, and just because he's got me into it. Then once it gets back, we'll just chant all together. So we'll probably do that for about 15, 20 minutes or so. Just a continuous chant. You breathe however you breathe. I just keep going and keep going, and I breathe in and out when I'm chanting. So it, however you manage it. Sometimes you do Hari Om. You can shorten the om and get a breath in before you go to the next one. So just, it shouldn't be a thinker, just however it breathes. Okay. If you get, your voice gets really dry and you're cracking, just grab a water. Except if you got to get to the water, if you got to go to the washroom, just get up and go. You know,
where is it?
It's right there. Okay. But we're just clearing an energy, and the energy we're clearing is going to all the people that are part of it. Then once we've built up the intensity of the chanting all together, I'll say three ohms slowly. We'll all say three ohms. So I'll do Hari Om, and then we'll do three ohms together. Then we'll just sit quietly, maybe for about 15 minutes, just to be silent. And at that point, you're trying not to think. Of course, all the time we're measuring what we're doing, right? So like, there's a tendency to just be interpreting it. When you're sitting quietly, and if your mind's still working, it's good to think the chant. If you can't break it, if you find your mind's wandering, you say, oh, then just think the Hari Om. And it brings you back a little bit. And that's just the meditation exercise to get to the quiet. Then after that, after the silence, I'll come out, I'll start to do three ohms coming out. I'll start them and then just join in. Then we do some group chanting, where it's just another thing. I'll explain it as we go from then on. Okay.
That's about an hour altogether.
At least. Okay, so we'll just start with three ohms.